You know, Joe, it's been a tough year for fantasy football players. We've had a ton of suspensions, injuries, flat-out busts. They're everywhere.
I know. Well, your team's all injured, right?
The entire team.
Even the bus driver got hurt.
The bus driver got hurt on the way to the game. It's ridiculous. But you can leave those problems behind and get a brand new team every week, including a new bus driver, on FanDuel.com.
I know. FanDuel's the best. I mean, I play every week because you get to change your team every... So all my mistakes, I can change them every week.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And check this out. Just 3 weeks ago, John Stortz, our buddy from New Jersey, won $60,000. His first time ever playing weekly fantasy football on FanDuel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh my! I'm mad. I'm mad about that now.
Well, yeah, because we didn't get any of that. Come
I
on.
Know because I've played Stores, every I've on. Played every week and I haven't got any money, and they've actually given me money because they give everyone who listens to our show who plays money, because if you use the code PUCK, PUCK, you get $200 free.
You can't. How do you beat that?
Because they for every dollar you put in, they double it.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Up to $200.
Yeah, you gotta love that, man. And it's good for the first 50 people that use our code PUCK. So don't forget to use our code PUCK. All right? FanDuel.com. It's the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. And the money is real. Entry fees start at $1, and there's no season-long commitment, no upfront fees there for you. So play each week or whenever you want. It's all up to you. Just set a new lineup every week, Joe. That's the best part.
I know. Think about this, listeners. John Stores won 60 grand.
If Stores can do it.
We all got to. Everyone should
shot.
Be playing. Come on.
Come on, guys. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today.
And you.
All right, guys, welcome to Puck Off. Frazier Smith here, Joe Bartnick over there. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Frazier. We made it. The summer's over. It's hockey season.
We got through it.
Yeah.
Somehow. Wow. How did we do it?
Every other podcast shut down hockey-wise. No, boom, we're here.
Nothing stops us.
Nothing stops.
I don't know what the heck we talked about.
I think we had some of our best shows, and that might say something about us.
Well,
we're better when there's no hockey.
That does say something. Although I love the bits where we would have the top 50 from the magazine.
Yeah. We're going to do that again coming up in the next month or so because when people are like, where's magazine? What rag did you find out? Well, TSN came out with their top 50. And I printed it out, but we have so much to talk about today, we won't get into it.
We're not going to get to
it. But you'll find out that a lot of the guys that we slobber over, those are the top guys that they pick, too. So
yeah, we know what we're talking about.
We know what we're talking about here.
Sort of. All right. Now, what about our fantasy draft?
Yeah. First of all, I want to hockey fans are the best. B, our fans are the best.
They're the best.
They really are, and I apologize to the people who couldn't get in the draft. I mean, couldn't get in the league.
Yeah, that's a shame because we wanted to get everybody in.
But. Yeah, I mean, Yahoo had 12 spots, so that was it. And I mean, I'm glad we turned away as many as we turned away more than we could have had two leagues basically and still turned people away. So I want to just thank everyone for joining. And like, I apologize. And we're going to do a Bettman. We're going to expand next year.
Yeah, we're expansion. It's expansion time.
And the draft was a lot of fun. New bells and whistles for the new season.
Are you kidding? What do we got?
Isn't this for the little fantasy update? Fantasy, God, the draft was fun.
Right,
and that's
are
why
you happy with your team?
Well, I picked fourth, so Sid went first.
Of course.
So I got Gino.
Well, that's
good. You got Gino, and I got Jonathan Toews.
Wow, you did pretty good.
Yeah, it was easy. He stuck for a couple seconds.
Can't believe you got Letang.
Yeah.
Wow, you're always bad-mouthing.
He came cheap. He came a little cheap. But the guy I did, and I got Scotty Hartnell. I didn't have to carry him on my back.
How'd you get Luch?
No, I didn't get Luch. Just in the notes of talking about Luch.
Oh.
Luch was snapped one person before me.
Ah.
Yeah.
You got to try to get him.
It was my fault. I thought Luch would still be there. So he was snatched.
That's a problem with fantasy draft.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to get him where you can, man.
And I get stuck with a nice kid, but the very soft, the fragile Jeff Skinner of Carolina, because literally my internet went out for a second. It says, you are not connected to the league. And it went ding, and I'm like, ah, and then it came back, and I had Skinner.
Wow, dude. You are not connected to
him. So, I mean, I like Jeff. I wish him the best of luck, but Humpty Dumpty is tougher.
A little soft in your estimation.
Well, he doesn't play many games. He has a soft head, actually. He always gets bumped in the head.
Well, that happens. All right,
Columbus. So that's the update. We're going to have fun. It's going to last all year. We're going to have fantasy updates. And like I said, I thank everyone for participating.
Yeah.
And it was fun. You know, the draft is one of the funnier things, with people talking a little bit of smack. And it was good. A couple people auto-drafted, which is disappointing. But, you know, people are busy. And that's why you couldn't even get in the draft.
I know. I had no time. But yeah. You know what? I can't believe you picked Letang. That's the one that really.
Well, you know,
I like him. I like him.
Yeah, I know. Power play points, though. I'm here to win. I'm here to win, Maria.
Well,
I'm here. I can't come in last in technically my own league.
That would not look good. Your league, you can't do that.
But you know, as a true person of my word, no flyers.
Well, you did it. Yeah.
And a personal shout out to, I thought the best name of all the league team names, someone has chosen Chris Pronger's cap hit.
What?
Well, you know, Chris Pronger, I believe as of this taping, is still technically a Philadelphia Flyer, even though he hasn't played in 5 years. Like, they're waiting for the coming of Chris Pronger. Right. So he's still against their cap. Or maybe he's probably in that long distance IR.
Oh, I get it.
Okay. Whatever. But
that's a great name, then.
He's still, yeah, it's a funny name. Funny name. Yeah. I chose Sweet Hands.
Oh, there you go.
Because, you know, I can't skate worth a lick, but I got sweet hands.
That's all you need.
Sweet hands. All right. So tons to talk about today. Tons to talk about today with our little opening jabs. First of all, Ryan Getzlaf, the captain of your Anaheim Ducks, fired back at Teemu Selanne.
Now, that's interesting to me. Really, that interests me. What did he say?
I read very quickly. You know what I didn't like was, you know, I don't know if it's a pet peeve. I won't get off 200. But you know when you want to read, when you're on the internet, you just want to read?
Right.
And then it comes up to be a clip.
Yeah.
And you got to wait for it to do that. And I'm like, you know. Yeah. I don't have the best computer internet thing in the world. So it's like, you know what? So you go, oh, now we go to, here's the clip of him speaking about it. And then they show him saying something, and then I heard like five sentences. So,
but he was rebuttaling to the fact that Selanne went off on barbecue.
Yeah, he defended his coach like a good captain should.
Yeah, I guess you got to do that. But then it's hard to go against a legend,
right? But you know, he doesn't. He'll only have to see Selanne now at the the 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, that's true.
When they retire his number.
Meanwhile, so I'm sure Getzlaf will still be there. Every day.
So. Yeah, every day. Yeah. Every day. Well, at least until Christmas, man.
Now, I know you got your issues with Barbecue Bruce. Do you think that Selanne was out of line?
Yeah, I don't want to go over too much again to be so much to talk about, but you know, I don't think he should have said what he did.
Especially a class act like Tate.
Yeah, we all know. I mean, everyone knows. Maria knows Barbecue's not a good coach.
I know. She was saying that to
so
me.
So why does the class act like, and it's in a book, but the great Bill Burr, not the name drop, said you never look good when you go after people in a book.
Well, you know, you don't. And I think Sammy Hagar found that out. But the thing about it is.
Oh, did he?
He was dishing. A lot of people do. A lot of people do. What happens is it sounds good when you're talking to your publisher. When it's out there, you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have. Because you're right, you do run into those people.
It's funny how, you know, the old sayings are the best, and Maria, a good Italian girl, knows. Like, right? I'm sure your Italian grandma told you, if you don't have anything nice to say,
that's right.
Don't say anything. Now, I know I say some not nice things about people, but that's why I'm paid
Maria said
money to sit here.
Maria said we should just sit here for the entire hour.
Yeah.
We have nothing to say that's good. Well, all right. Well, the captain kind of has to stick up for
it. Yeah, he does. In big on-ice news or off – in this season news, let's say, things that matter, Johansson was re-signed by the Columbus Blue Jackets. For only 3 years, only 12 million. So all that panic in the streets, and he's not even that big of a cap hit. That was a win-win-win for the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, they won on that one.
And they will be in our we're going to do the Metro Division preview.
We're breaking down the Metro.
In a few minutes here.
Sounds like a Berlin song.
What a dumb name. The Metro Division. Then you have the great Raleigh-Durham Metropolis. How do you say that word? Metro.
Close enough.
Yeah, people get it. So in big news, will affect my pick for the whole Eastern Conference. Maybe David Krejci of the Boston Bruins is out.
Wow,
injured reserve. So that means maybe that's a blessing in disguise because Luch won't get it put on a tee for him. But that hurts the bees.
Sure,
Krejci is a great center. And Milan,
now, how'd that happen? Was that preseason?
Yeah, preseason.
You know, preseason. Now, that brings up a question for any sport, really. You know, you see in any sport, sometimes, your stars go down in preseason. You see it in football a lot. Do you kind of favor those guys a little bit in preseason? Keep an eye on them a little bit more? Don't let them?
I think less preseason than any sport, except maybe baseball, because it's fun to go to Florida, Arizona, and drink some beers, and who gets hurt in baseball. But look at some of the names on our tip sheet here. Dubinsky from Columbus, hurt. That's huge. Vishnovsky, the New York Islanders, and I've made my Metro pick before I got the Vishnovsky is starting on the IR hurt. Strawberg, going to be a main fixture in Nashville's third line, hurt.
Yeah, that's not good.
You lose. And of course, Krejci. I mean, it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. What would the solution be? You got to do some preseason. So what do? Rest your stars?
I think two preseason games is enough. That's why they go to camp. I mean, of all the sports, hockey, they do like a, you know, they do like a physical, then they start playing preseason games.
I know.
You know? I mean, they
jump right in.
They really could just have like two. And I think they should play them at neutral sites. It's not on our.
Like they do when the Kings go to Vegas.
Yeah, stuff like that. Because you see, I mean, you know, like, you know, maybe the first Pens game will get a lot of people, or the first, like, Red Wings game, or you know, the first Kings game. But then by, like, exhibition game four, when then they're really not, well, I say the in-between ones. Not the first one, but not the last one when all the regulars are playing.
Right.
But those in-between ones when it's like, okay, we'll play Kopitar, but we're not going to play Brownie and Gaborik. You know, like, the split squad half and half for games, like, let those be played in Bakersfield or Fresno, and let kids there get to see real pro NHL hockey.
Sure, sure. And then you don't have to play your stars because it's not a real game, and you're not in town.
Right.
But you know what do you do with your stars? You sit them out. You got to let them play a little.
I think you play them like one or two games. I mean, that's what practice is for. You run all the bag skates, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Vishnovsky, that's huge. Dubinsky's
huge. It's terrible.
Krejci's huge.
It's first of all, it's bad for your team, but it's also bad for your bottom line. You know, you're starting the season without your stars. That's going to hurt you attendance wise and everything else.
Well, I don't even know. The Bees are going to sell out. Columbus isn't going to usually doesn't sell out unless the Penguins come to town. That was one of my or the Red Wings. That
but
was
I'm
one
saying,
of my
if you
beefs
have a
against
star
them.
Who's out for a lot of the year.
Well, yeah. Well, like I mean, like yeah, I'm. You know what? You know what? Though I'm not trying to play devil's, but I think the NHL is one of those leagues. I think they like. I think other than the couple teams that you know, Arizona, Florida don't sell out. I think every other building's pretty much sold out.
So those are your two weak spots, and those everybody are else. Yeah.
You know. I think you sell more jerseys when Gino plays, or not jerseys, but I mean, everyone's still coming.
Well,
you know,
yeah, I guess that's true. But I still think people like to come and see the stars.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean,
they're not in the lineup.
No, 100%.
We were going on about the Olympics last year,
right?
And Tavares and people like that were knocked out during the Olympics, and then you know,
yeah,
Isles fans must have been annoyed. With
well, that you know what? That's a perfect example of who it does affect.
Yeah.
It affected the Islanders because they're one of the five or six teams that doesn't sell out. So it's like, oh, can I see Travaris? Or it's like if you go like, and I know nothing about the theater, but it would be like if you're supposed to go see Alec Baldwin play whatever, King Lear, right? I don't know, is that even possible? But then you find out.
I like that analogy.
But then you find out, oh, you know, today Alec Baldwin is sick and it's going to be, you know, Stephen Baldwin.
Well,
you know, and
there
then,
that makes sense to anyone.
You know, then I guess tickets go down, right?
Yeah,
I,
you know, probably. Stephen would be trying to sell real estate halfway through.
Is he with Paunch?
Yeah.
Paunch trying to sell real estate?
Yeah. Something. I saw him on a late night thing doing something.
You know who has the greatest joke about that is, and you probably know him from back in the day, is Gabe Kaplan.
Oh, sure. I know Gabe.
Yeah. He has a whole bit on, like, he's doing comedy now, but at least he's not selling real estate with Paunch and John.
And that could happen.
Yeah. It's funny because my daughter, not to get off too far on the subject, but my daughter saw him on TV, and she loves Welcome Back Kotter.
Sure.
And she, like, couldn't believe it was Gabe Kaplan.
Oh, wow. yeah.
She was almost like, it hurt her feelings.
Oh, man.
So it's like, people get old, you know, boo. It's like,
yeah. She was seeing those reruns from 40 years ago.
Yeah. And they're still great.
Still good, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They're still the best. They're still the best. We'll get into this a little bit more in the – well, definitely in the Metro Conference preview. But some big – a couple of big trades. Boston traded Johnny Boychuk to the Islanders, and the Chicago Blackhawks traded Nick Leddy to the Islanders. So now the Islanders got defense.
Look at that.
Tavares has a team now.
Why would Boston trade Boychuk?
Because they had to get under the cap.
Is it a cap thing?
The hard cap.
Yeah.
The hard cap and other
that's a nice pickup for the Islanders.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Now they have four legitimate. I guess three because Vinovsky just got hurt, but they got four legitimate defensemen, and we'll talk about it a little bit more in a preview. They have two lines, including a superstar Tavares. I mean, it's all out there. The Eric Tangrady got traded from Winnipeg to Montreal. We always love the original Tanger. Or maybe the even Tanger. For Peter Budaj, who went to Winnipeg and then got waived. So don't understand that. Our favorite Russian clown, the Briz.
Briz got cut.
Cut in Minnesota.
What happened there?
I know they'd rather have a guy with MS and the crippled guy and the guy with a broken leg over Brizgalov. That's still the goaltending fiasco that it is.
Yeah.
I still picked them eighth. Minnesota, calm down.
Boy, you'll be
in the playoffs. Speaking of goaltending, too, I want to make a little bit of a correction because I was wrong last week. I thought Howard had a good year last year, but the numbers proved me wrong. So I didn't have that good of a year last year.
I think that, you know, my feeling is that...
That is your team and your expertise.
Well, you know what? I like Howard. I like Howard. But, we got used to some pretty good goaltending in Detroit.
Well, yeah. Over the years, you had Hasek and Osgood.
Yeah, we had some pretty darn good goals.
Yeah,
so now,
and Vernon.
Yeah, and three real good ones in a row. And then now you got Jimmy Howard. I think he's just okay. I think he's a little better than okay, to be truthful. But we got spoiled.
Yeah, no, because you recall last week I was like, Jimmy Howard has to play like he did last year and there'll be a good shape. Because I didn't see as many Red Wing games as I usually do.
And his numbers were off.
Yeah, his numbers were way off. Like they were like, he has to play. Everyone was saying that everywhere I read and watched, like, he has to play better. He played terrible. Then I went back and looked. I go, wow. So that just goes to show they really did it with Mears last year.
Yeah.
Because I thought, Howard must have been playing good because of all their injuries and all the kids. I thought, and they're decent.
You know what it is? They got the best coach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. They do. I mean, they really do. I mean, and it's no knock on the great Lindy Ruff.
Lindy Ruff's pretty good, too.
Yeah, Lindy.
You sold me on him.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
And you know what? And I actually ranked Dallas a little down. People are really moving Dallas up the ladder this year. So
They played great in the playoffs, but they weren't all that great regular season.
No, well, the West is just so damn hard.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, they're kind of so other people are kind of predicting the Avalanche are going to be dying a little bit. I mean, so we shall see. It's a whole 82 games to find out, but I mean, you know.
Oh, man, it's exciting.
Love the rougher.
He's great. But you know what? Barry Melrose, you know what his pick was?
Who'd you pick?
Blackhawks.
Melrose always with the chalk.
Yeah. Well, his thing was this.
Well, I mean, who am I? I'm a Mr. Go- I'm not, you know, that's be my pick, too.
His comment was, he goes, Well, it's close between them and the Kings. He goes, but Kings won last year, and he goes, it's really hard to repeat.
That's exactly what I would say. Yeah. And I'll go with the chalk because I know you'll press me to the fire. I think Boston, Chicago.
You think?
Yeah, just because the Kings in the finals out west with.
Man, that West is just so loaded.
It's loaded. L.A. did give up Adam Cracknell, one of the best names in hockey.
You got to love Cracknell.
Sent him to Columbus, which leads us, because we love the name Cracknell, which leads us to this, because our second music cue of the show.
Are we ready?
Here we go. Here we go. Look at this. Greatest band ever.
Yeah.
There you go. Sweet. Thanks, Maria. Tap of the stick to Maria right there. Yeah. Boom. Gotta right there. Comes song. Over the boards hard.
She did that. She was perfect.
Right on. Perfect. Yeah. Look at that. Right. Right. Regular season
She's
form.
She's rolling up her right sleeves. Like, yeah.
Gonna spray the game. It'll shot the water there. Get the towel.
She got it done.
So we're going to start a new thing called the goon of the week. Or if there hasn't been a good fight, then maybe we'll just go with a big hit, or maybe just someone doing something. No rats.
No, none of this. We're not talking about rats.
Yeah, none of this like James Neal, kneeing someone when they're not looking in
the
head.
No cheap stuff. We're talking about real goonies.
Yeah, real, just good old fashioned NHL aggression. Yeah. So our because it's a dying art. And
well, you know that's something that disturbs me a little bit. You pointed that out. Only one in five teams really have a goon.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is depressing. I like goons.
I know. It's the official Earl Skagel department.
Earl's going to run out of jerseys.
Yeah. So, yeah, look at just the guys not playing this year. Orr waived. McLaren waived. Westgaard waived. Biznasty waived. Newberry waived. So, but the Bruins, the big bad Bruins, this makes him the goon of the week. On the big squad this year for the Big Bad Bruins will be Bobby Robbins. He is the official puck off goon of the week.
Goon of the week. Can we play the song or do we already?
No, we did.
We already did it?
Okay. Yeah, we did.
I mean, already, are we just play
it's
at
up
the
to Maria. It's up to Maria. Goon of the week.
Yeah, let's go for Bobby.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, 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 there you go. Sweet.
Beautiful.
And Bobby is 32 years old. He was like a blogger. He's like Stifler. He's like Stifler.
Stifler in the movie goon.
Yeah, the movie goon. Yeah. Coming out. And so, Bobby, the best of luck to you. We hope you get a few good scraps. So
I saw Stifler's mom trying to get on the team bus. Stifler. So, but yeah, man, goon of the week. Bobby Robbins, our first.
The first. Yeah. Well, you got to love a guy 32.
32, dude.
They're just
you got to be a goon.
First cup of coffee in the league coming up. You know he's throwing, and they're playing Philly tonight. This is when we're taping this on Wednesday, which is great. So you'll hear it on Friday. So he's going to go against somebody on Philly.
Oh, Bobby, you'll be rolling tonight.
Yeah, he might get two. He might. That's going to be fun to watch.
Now, why do you think teams are cutting back on goons?
They want because more teams are rowing four lines, and the salary cap. You just can't keep guys that can only play 7 minutes, and then a bad 7 minutes at that.
So it's a cap issue, really.
I think it's a little bit of a cap. Yes, well, it's a cap issue in the sense that they can't have just dead weight on the. I guess it's an official cap issue.
Yeah,
yeah, more teams are just rolling four lines too. It's not three lines and then. Yeah, power play specialist, the owner's best friend's kid, and then a goon.
Well,
you know, like the old days.
Yeah, the old days. But you know what it is? I think that was a strategy that sometimes worked. Not always, but, like in Broad Street Bullies, it worked. If somebody was beating you, it was a way of slowing them down.
Well, that's funny because that's the big shift is Toronto under Brendan Shanahan. Now,
your favorite player ever?
One of them, definitely. He's the guy that waived McLaren and Orr, so he's going to speed. One of the original power forward.
And Shanny was a tough guy.
Yeah,
but he also could do both. He could play.
Oh yeah,
but I see what you mean. Well, I don't know. Do you think that formula still works or it doesn't work anymore?
As much as I want to say. It's all about speed and skill. It's not, because that's why the Penguins, and thank you to the listeners for reading my column, that's why they went out and got more toughness this year. Because, you know, the only team that can seem to get away with it is Detroit. But even, they, I mean, put it this way, the Penguins in Detroit tried to reinvent hockey and make it back to, or not back, but a prettier game.
A European-style game.
Yeah. And, you know, they haven't been that close in the last 5 years.
Well, yeah.
You know, who's won? The Kings, a tough team.
Yeah.
Chicago, not a brawling team, but a tough team. And the Big Bad Bruins.
I think it's true.
You know, Lucic literally scared the snot out of the Vancouver Canucks.
Well, and it worked on Detroit too in the playoffs.
Yeah,
you know, there's something to be said for that, because if you got guys flying around out there, there's one way to slow them down,
right?
And it's an old strategy,
right? The funny thing is, I think it's
Cherry's favorite strategy.
I think it's a great. I think skill does completely work. I think speed and skill work in the regular season when they're calling clutching, they're calling grabbing, and. There's not, the animosity hasn't built up yet. I think in a 7-game series, when everything's played tight and you can kind of get in people's heads, you can intimidate people, you can, you know, that's when I think the goonism or the toughness or whatever, the sandpaper comes out.
Well, I just remember.
You know, and that's when you need it, and that's what wins ultimately in the end.
Well, I remember when they had the big Russian series, right? And they played the Flyers, and they were fast.
Right,
those first Russian teams, when we hadn't really seen them before, they were flying by the Flyers. They had no answer for it.
Right,
Karmeloff was scoring nonstop, and they couldn't stop him. But then the Flyers started knocking them around. Remember the Russians pulled their team off the ice?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then Bobby Clark broke Karmeloff's ankle, and they, you know, so it does work.
Oh, well, yeah, no, it certainly does. It certainly does. Yeah. Maria, not the, can you put the clock back up?
Oh, yeah, the clock.
Yeah, the clock. The clock on the wall says 3 o'clock. Oh, there we go. Cool. Okay.
All right.
Sorry for that, fans.
Fans didn't even notice.
No, I didn't even notice. I just had to see it because I'm trying to make everything roll smoothly here. I just made me think of something, Frage.
We talked about the Russians and
I just lost my train of thought, and that's okay.
Karmeloff and where were we?
Yeah, that's okay.
Goons. The fact that
this was it. And thank you. Look at this. I'm pretty clear.
You're on it.
Clear today. Yeah. I love it when I can think. I had some great back and forth on Twitter with they were showing the top 10 list on television. And I didn't see it, but they had the top 10 goalies of all time.
Right.
And someone picked Dominic, and they picked Dominic Hasek.
The Dominator.
I have no problem with it. He didn't play as long enough at that level for me to be number one. To me, it's Patrick Waugh.
I would say Waugh.
And that's your department.
Yeah.
But the other thing I want to say is, if you don't think that Patrick Waugh was the greatest goaltender of all time, go back and YouTube the 86 finals against the Calgary Flames, because somehow with like 10 seconds left, two guys got behind everybody on the pulled goalie situation for Calgary. And it was basically Waugh stoned a 2-on-none with 6 seconds left. I saw it like last week again on the re-show final clips. I was just like, oh my
God.
A rookie.
He's great. Yeah. But you know, you got to remember Ken Dryden.
Well, that's what I said. Even in my 136 characters of Twitter, I said I didn't catch enough Dryden. I didn't catch enough Billy Smith. You know,
well, Billy Smith was awesome too.
You know what I mean? I can't say.
But there were also some old school guys.
Well, that's your department, Frank.
Terry Sawchuk.
Yeah,
one of the greats.
That's your guy.
But not just because he's a Red Wing.
He was
a legendary. You know, he reminded me of Quick. Now he was acrobatic.
He was that. Quick,
he was acrobatic. Yeah, he was all over the place, and
even without a mask and all that.
Yeah,
stuff?
That's why I say those guys, if they had to keep moving. You ever see a picture of his face though? It looked like he played without a mask.
Oh my God! Yeah. You know, well, I only remember watching as a kid. You know, people have always had masks in my lifetime, so I just, and in the old clips, you kind of don't see too much.
They don't look like they're moving around, and most of them don't. They look stiff.
Right.
But Sawchuk was different.
He really moved around.
He was like a quick type guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a shame that the hockey isn't like the NFL where you can just get miles and miles and miles of film.
You know what I mean?
Like where
whenever
just every
you look at the
play,
old film, too, in anything, look at the old NBA film. It looks like they're barely able to move.
Right, yeah. Well, if you ever tried to walk on those Converse All-Stars, though,
well, yeah.
How could Bill Russell even run like 6'9", 270?
I know.
I'm like, I mean, I'm 270. I'm only 6'4". But, I mean, like, they hurt my feet just like
some
trying
of it
them
is
on.
The gear. Yeah, some of it is the gear. But some of it's also just, you know, today's athletes bigger, faster, everything. But I don't know. They still had good athletes back then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, like, just, like, you just don't, there's just, like, not the film. You know, even like, because, you know, today's coming up, or Saturday, I think, is Lemieux's birthday.
I think
he turns 50 on Saturday. So they were talking about it on Pittsburgh Sports Today radio.
They better have a parade for that.
You know, they have had parades for
Lemieux. Good. He deserves it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the thing is, for everything he's done for the city, I mean, besides hockey, like, he's put so much money into cancer research and the hospitals and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really like a civil, he's an institution.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
Actually, like, and the great Rob Rossi, the writer, said that actually in 100 years, that he'll be more known for like everything else he's done in town.
His charitable acts.
Than hockey, because he'll have done so much work. Speaking of which, our producer, people in Pittsburgh listening, our producer, not the great Maria, but the great Sean, is wearing a sister show T-shirt. It says "No Restrictions, Jim Crenn."
Oh, good.
And remember, Jimmy was a guest. He's back on radio in Pittsburgh.
Great.
And I know he listens. So, shout out to Mr. Crenn.
Yeah, Jimmy, congratulations.
Yeah, he's back on the.
He's
back.
Mr. Pittsburgh. How could he ever be off the air?
Yeah, well, they don't compete. You know about that.
Oh man,
I won't get into the business of it. But
you can't stop it.
No, but we just love having Jim back.
Jimmy's
on,
awesome.
On the air. So yeah.
Good
in
for
Pittsburgh.
Him. Congratulations.
So, yeah, congratulations to Jim. He's the best. So and I know he listens. So it's great stuff. He's back. So now with Jimmy Crenn, we will go into our Metro Division.
Here we go.
Preview. Now, unlike all the other previews, we're going to go from worst to first.
So we're going to the back of the list?
Yeah, the back of the list first. We go from worst to first because I want to end with, you know who I'm picking first to win the Metro?
Of course.
They have the two best players in the East, so get off my back.
Yeah, I think they're going to do it. I got to give you that one. Yeah. All right, so we're starting with Carolina.
Yeah, I'll give Carolina the eighth seed because I can't give them the ninth seed. There's only eight teams.
All right, well, they're obviously challenged.
Yeah, they have three stalls, and the one's terrible. The captain Eric, he'll probably be traded. He's hurt right now, and then you have Jordan, who was people in Pittsburgh still want him back, and he's been terrible in Carolina. I don't know. He enjoys the golf too much down there.
He's the 3A stall. Stall.
Yeah, he's. I don't know what happened to his career, but you know things are bad down there. I mean, Cam Ward isn't even the number one goaltender anymore. How did Cam Ward? He lost his job to I can't even pronounce his name.
Khudobin.
Khudobin, something like that. It's just it's bad down there. And I feel bad because Ronnie Francis is the GM.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel bad because it's like when a good friend of yours just has a crappy girlfriend or a crappy wife.
Yeah.
You just want more for Captain Ron.
Ron's a class act, and it's too bad. I know what you mean.
Yeah, and even when Stahl gets back, he's got Semin. Gave Semin all that money. What's Semin doing?
Now, what happened to these guys? They actually had a good team a few years ago.
You know, they just people left, and they were in the really that Southeastern Conference was just so easy. I mean, when Tampa was floundering, Florida's always floundering.
Yep.
Barbecue Bruce was in Washington. And then you had Carolina. So Carolina stole a few wins, and they weren't always that bad. But, you know, Eric Stahl Eric Stahl's a great leader, and I feel bad for his injury. But and then now Skinner from my fantasy team, he's hurt. He's got another concussion. They got Nathan Gerby. Nathan Gerby is the smallest guy in the NHL.
Is he really?
And he's on the checking line.
Wow.
That's all you have to say.
Nathan Gerby. Say no more.
Yeah, they're actually depressing me. I would like to move ahead.
Okay.
From Carolina.
We're moving off Carolina. Yeah,
Carolina.
Quickly.
To the number seven team in the East. But, you know, it could easily move. That's the thing. I was writing for the two minute minor and Punch Drunk. We love the Punch Drunk guys.
Yeah, the Punch Drunk. I saw Sam the other day. They promote us every week on their show.
Yeah, and we want to promote them too. So if you're if you also love other sports, especially MMA and football, and the Clippers, those are your guys. So Sam, Ari, and Jason Tebow.
And Jason, yeah,
yeah, those are great guys. So the Punch Drunk guys,
great show,
great show. Funny, they do a lot. They do a lot of crazy stuff.
Yeah, they're wild
on that show. But I was doing my preview for them. And this was I've been doing previews for different different things for about 10 years now. The Eastern Conference, and especially the Metro, this season is the hardest thing I've ever tried to predict.
You know, it's odd to see New Jersey this low on your chart.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's what happened in the East everywhere. The best teams got worse from last year. The best teams, the Penguins and Bruins, in my opinion, got worse. And the middle teams all got better.
That's
so
weird.
They're just a hodgepodge. I mean, because, you know, Jersey, I mean, first of all, I'm always going to root for New Jersey because they have my second favorite player of all time.
Yeah, he's on there.
Jaromir Jagr. Yeah. I mean, Yags.
How much longer? How old is he? Like 80?
He's like 44. Oh. He could be. He's going to play when he's 80.
Probably.
You know what?
He still looks pretty good out there.
He looks great. Yeah. He led them in goals.
Did he really last year? Wow!
And that's what they And if the Devils would win a shootout, they were 0-13 in shootouts.
Wow, last year. That's bad.
And you figure with Brodeur and with Jagr, you think that, but Jagr's actually not good on the breakaway. But you figure that he's not bad, but he's not most guys at his level. Like Lemieux, Crosby, Sakic, you know, Stevie Y.
Are good on
most of those guys can do breakaways. Yeah. But you know, Yags is going to play until he's like 80 because he's never going to lose his hands and he's never going to lose that butt.
He's got that great skating ability.
He's got
nobody can skate.
No one drives like him. No one can still take the puck off him. I mean, he literally has the best butt in hockey, except for maybe Pia Tuscadero.
Oh, Pia. He's way in second
Maria
place.
Missed that. Hard at work.
Love Pia.
Yeah, Pia. Pia does have the best. Jagr's second, I think. To Pia.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
But he can still play.
Oh, yeah, he can still play. And he got a little bit of help now. You know, they got Camilleri for him, your old buddy on the Kings. They got Camilleri for him.
Now, are they over Brodeur?
No. They're not over. I mean, you can't be over. Mike is the second greatest goaltender I've ever seen.
He's pretty awesome.
But Schneider was good. Schneider was a great goaltender. Not great. He was a very, very above average guy in Vancouver. He's the guy that pushed Bobby Lou right out the door.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't wait to get rid of Roberto Luongo to play Schneider,
true.
And then now he's in Jersey. But you know. And they're going to – that's the thing with Lou Lamoriello's team is they don't need to score that many goals because they play such a tight style. So, I mean, that's why it's ridiculous to pick him seventh. But
why did you?
Because if you look at the teams above him, I just –
Yeah.
You know, I mean –
They got to get better in the shootout too.
Well, that's the thing.
4-13? Come on.
Yeah.
Because so many games are decided.
Excellent point, Captain. Yeah. You're just giving away points.
You got to have a guy.
You're giving away. Yeah. You figure you go. You win. You win six. That's 6 points. You're right there in the playoffs.
It's big.
You know. Yeah.
All right. So Jersey that low, man. That surprises me. But I see what you're saying.
Well, you know, you can't.
Just above them, you have Philly,
yes.
Your favorite team.
Yes, I know, and I'm gonna get all the hate mail. All the hate mail, especially Christmas. Where we go for Christmas, but
well, they don't like Santa there either. In Philly, come on, they pelted him.
Yeah,
I loved it.
They're not as good as they were. They're not as good as they were last year, and they weren't very good last year either.
You think
everybody? And I think everybody else got better. First of all, they traded Scotty Hartnell for R.J. Umberger.
Yeah.
How does that make you better?
No, Hartnell's, that was bad.
And now I am on record as saying I do not like, I can't think of his first name right now, Teeminen. Their favorite defenseman. He's like their number one defenseman. Right. And he eats up minutes on their team.
And he's hurt.
He's hurt right now.
Yeah.
And he's on the IR, and it's just like, who knows when he's coming back. He has some kind of blood issue. So he might not be back. Their defense is already weak. I mean, Coburn is their only, and I know people like McDonald. McDonald's old, not old, but he's just kind of one of them slower guys that never really keeps up.
Yeah.
And then who did they get? They got Michael Delzato. Delzato has been thrown around the league. He's been like five. The Rangers couldn't get him fast enough. Then he went to Nashville. Nashville didn't want him. They just don't have any defense. And so how much is Mason going to hold up? And Mason played pretty good last year. But, he's totally not proven goaltender. And you got backed up by the criminal Ray Emery.
Ray Emery, the criminal.
I mean, the only thing that could change the Flyers around, which could happen because I wish him the best because I think he's a great player, is Vincent LeCavalier.
Now, is he back to full speed? I mean, what's going on with that guy? He's such a good player.
Oh, he was great 10 years ago.
Yeah, now he's too old.
They put him on the fourth line last year, but now I guess they're going to try him with second line minutes. As much as I don't want anything good to happen to the Flyers, I am a fan of LeCavalier.
Yeah, he's good.
And the other Flyer I like is Wayne Simmonds. You know Wayne Simmonds from his Kings days.
Yeah.
He's hurt too. So I hate Claude Giroux. Giroux's in jail for grabbing the cops. But no, Giroux's out there. But I hate Claude Giroux. But he is a great player. But he can't do everything by himself. I mean, he's going to have to sell hot dogs on this team.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is. He really is going to be the one.
He is a great player though.
Main show.
Yeah.
It's Kimmo Teeminen. I knew it was a weird name. Kimmo Teeminen. So now he's on the IR. So that's basically all I have to say about the Flyers. I mean, I don't wish them well.
You never do.
Put them ahead of Jersey.
Yeah.
So, so the battle of Camden.
Now we're moving to Columbus, and Columbus. I don't know. They're interesting. I thought they were interesting in the playoffs last year, and now they've got Hartnell.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is
what does that add for them?
I think it adds. I think they're a young team and they got a little bit of confidence last year.
Yeah.
And now you get a guy. Now I know Hartnell hasn't won the cup, but a guy that just comes in with that swagger, they're not as good as Detroit was whenever Shanny went to them, but Shanny had never won a cup either before.
Right.
But kind of like that level of the Columbus just kind of like they just kind of need that guy that's been there, done that, played in a few bigger games, knows the big picture, and has that big game swagger.
So he's got the experience.
Yeah. And Scotty's just he's a leader. He's a leader.
Yeah.
I know slurp him every week on this show, but Hartnell, and now they got Johansson back for only 3 years, $12 million. He held out for that.
I know.
They won that battle. The other thing that scares me about Columbus is the Reverend Horton Heat is injured again.
He's been injured a lot. Yeah.
And Dubinsky's injured now, and Boone Jenner is injured. So they're three of their top six are injured. So maybe I'm a fool, but they got good goaltending.
The goaltender, I love this guy, Bobrovsky.
Yeah,
I think he's great.
Yeah, and that's most of the game. I mean, that's a lot of the game.
Yeah,
as that's your department.
Sure helps. And he's good.
Yeah, yeah, and I think they're gonna get. I think they're gonna get a boost from last year. I think they're going to sell out a rink more than just when the Penguins and the Red Wings come to town.
Columbus is interesting to me.
Yeah,
when they're playing hard, when they're playing smart, they're not a bad team.
No, and they play that big, heavy Western game.
Yeah, it's more like a Western team.
Yeah, their big guys away, and that's what I think Hartnell just fits right in. And I think he's going to be good for that young kid, Johansson.
So it's really injuries with them that are causing a problem.
right now that but I don't know how much higher I would be able to put them just because they really you know they're because their defense is I'm not sold on their defense, but you know, because now you look at the next team up on my list is the Washington Capitals.
The Caps. What are they doing? They got Barry Trotz.
Barry Trotz.
Is that going to make a difference?
I think it is because Ovi's already bought in.
That helps.
Yeah, it helps when your superstar buys in. You know, everyone loves Ovi. I love watching Ovi in the yellow laces. But you know, Ovi was a minus 35 last year.
Was he really?
Wow.
I mean, he scored 51 goals, but he was a minus 35.
That's surprising to me. Well, not really, because you know you've said that in the past. He's obviously a great goal scorer, but he also takes runs at people when he doesn't need to, and I think he lets his anger get the best of him out there. He's not focusing sometimes on scoring, even though he scores a lot of goals. He's kind of taking runs at people here and there, and he's just a little he's wild out there.
He is wild.
I like him though.
I do too. I just think it's almost impossible to be a minus 35
and
score 51 goals.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, what is he? I mean, it's like the light is all he's killing the electricity bills. I mean, the light's always on when he's on the ice. Yeah. That's 80 goals. You know, that's 86 goals. You know,
that's pretty wild.
Yeah, because it really is.
Yeah. Unbelievable stat.
But, you know, I think it's cool because I wanted to see Washington because they've been forced down our necks. They're a big market, and they're forced down our necks. And love them or hate them. Some people hate them. Some people love them. You know, we're stuck with Ovi until he goes back to Russia. So let him have a real coach and have a real chance.
Yeah, I think
I'm happy for it. You know?
I think that coach will give him a chance. And because he knows that's his star, and they've got I like Orpik on defense. I mean,
for those that haven't listened or the Capitals got the Penguins two free agent defensemen. They got Matt Niskanen, who played insanely great. Niskanen was like a plus 30 last year, so he was like the inverse of Ovechkin. Now they paid Orpik, who was a thumper, but they gave him a notoriously horrible contract, a huge contract, like 5 years, a ridiculous amount of money. That I think he was over the hill 2 years ago in Pittsburgh.
But he's a great player.
I know you like him.
Yeah.
So we're allowed to disagree.
Maybe getting a little up there. I will say.
I think he has to pick his spots a little more. You know,
now, do you think it's funny? I was reading a thing. I think I mentioned this before, where Doughty from the Kings was saying that he played poorly. I've never seen him play poorly. He's so great. But right after he signed his big contract,
right.
2 years ago,
right.
He said he didn't live up to his expectations performance-wise because he felt that the big contract made him a little gun-shy. Like he felt nervous about having to live up to that.
Wow.
And at one point, I read an article about that.
Yeah. Where he said that. Well, hopefully that was Letang's problem.
Well, what Doughty said was that he eventually settled down, just said, no, just shut up and play, you know. Yeah. And once he started just focusing on playing, he did great.
How much do you think that's just leadership of like Sutter and
Well, if anybody can sit on you, it's Sutter,
right? Brownie. Yeah, no, that's.
But I think that I guess what I'm saying is in any sport, if you get that big contract, it is in your head. I better live up to this. I better, you know.
Well, I don't even know if Orpik's contract is that out of line. If it was given to him 5 years ago, I think it's just that he's a little past his prime
now to get
like a 5-year deal for all that money.
But you know what I'm saying? Some players have.
No, that, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, well, it might happen to Niskanen because Niskanen got the ranch, and we'll see if he can live up to it. Now this is a good one here. I have over everybody. I have making the playoffs. Playoffs.
What?
Yes.
We're talking about practice.
Your New York Islanders.
Well, you got Tavares is going to be there.
Yeah, Tavares. If he comes, I'm actually going to go see him play against the Kings.
He's a great player.
No, November 6th. And
he was out thanks to the Olympics for quite a bit.
I know. People thought the worst thing that happened to the Olympics was Disco Dan coaching. It was Tavares Skinner.
That was a bad thing for Islander fans.
Yeah, it was horrible for everybody. I mean, Tavares, and I do not say this lightly, he's the closest thing to Lemieux I've ever seen.
Well,
that includes everybody.
He's a great player.
He's not. I mean, he's not Mario, but he's the close. He's got that range. He's that lankiness. He's got a shot. He can pass.
Yeah,
he takes a beating.
He's elite.
He's got great wingers. Oppozo had a coming out party last year. I like Kyle Oppozo. He's a rugged dude. He's kind of like a poor man's Aginla. And they got Michael Grabner, who is just he's like the fastest skater in the league. And it looks like his hands are catching up to him. So I think Tavares is going to go. I think Tavares is going to go nuts this year. And then now they have a second line with Grabowski from Toronto, and they got Kumulin.
Yeah,
Malkin's old buddy. And now because of the trade that just happened, it's how up to date we are. Now they have Letty and Boychuk to go. You know, now they have two legitimate top.
No, I think that
4D
helps them
along with Harmonic and Vyznoski, but I guess Vyznoski's hurt. And they also have a goaltender for the first time since like Billy Smith.
Yeah, that's true. It's been a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like this is the first time Tavares has had a really good team around him that can play. So I'm going to say this kid is ready to step it up in New York. Be the kid. And then now they're going to be moving to Brooklyn next year. Like, this is his time.
Yeah,
I'm happy for Tavares because I think he plays a classy game.
Great player, but they also have
and Capuano is a very good coach because he has had nothing. He's a poor man's Lindy Ruff.
Yeah.
He's had nothing.
He's kept him in there with.
He's kept him in there.
Now they also have on the fourth line a guy with the second best name, Clutterbuck.
Yeah, Cloud Clutterbuck.
Cracknell has got the top name, but Clutterbuck, you gotta love that name.
And you know who wears a Clutterbuck jersey because he used to be a Minnesota Wild is Mervis.
Oh, does Ryan he?
Murph, the
does
shots
he?
Of Mervis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Our bartending
our buddy,
buddy,
bartender, yeah.
Comic actor. He's actually a big MF-er. He's one of the Vikings on the. on those commercials.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
The credit
yeah.
score guy.
Yeah.
So
he looks like a Viking.
It's always fun when he wears the Clutterbuck jersey.
Yeah. All right, moving up past the aisles.
To the other New York team.
And
the New York Rangers.
The Rangers. What do you think? You've only got them third here. Well, they've got Stepan.
No, they're second.
Or they're second, excuse me.
I know the numbers. Yeah. The numbers cut off.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what?
Here's the point of why they're better than all the other teams. They have 3.5 really good. Their top two defensemen, McDonough and Girardi. McDonough just named captain.
He's a captain.
I believe are the two. It's the best top pairing in the East. Then you add Staley. And probably the best Stahl brother right now. Oh, well, that's faint praise. And then Brian Boyle, Dan Boyle. Great point leader. They probably have the four best defensemen right there in the
East. And they still got one of the best goalies.
Oh, top five.
Easy.
The king. And they have a great backup in Talbot.
Yeah.
So Henry can take a day off here and there. So that to me now I think they did get a lot weaker though, in my opinion.
You think so?
Well, I mean, especially from the playoff roster. I mean, Boyle, the 6'6 guy,
right.
Kills penalties, scores big goals. They lost Pouliot, they lost Strahlberg, a defenseman. Although they are Strahlman. I mean, I guess they replaced him with Boyle, but I like Strahlman's physicality and kind of overall game. I mean, they replaced him with Tanner. I mean, they got Tanner Glass, but Tanner is glorified. I mean, when he plays the third line, your team needs help. But they got Bugsy in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be rooting for a little bit of them. And I
love Zuccarello.
You're a big Zuccarello fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good, man.
And they're going to have to overcome Stepan's hurt.
Yeah, that's going to be.
So the number one center's hurt, and that's going to hurt. Maybe Bugsy, Bugsy could play a little center. I mean, I don't know if they'll put him up there with Kreider and St. Louis. You talk about going from the outhouse to the jailhouse. I mean, literally from the jailhouse to the penthouse, I guess I should say. Maybe they'll boo Bugsy up.
And you don't think Nash is going to wake up?
I you know, I mean, when Nash scores a big goal, you let me know.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a sound effect with Maria.
We need another sound effect.
It's a beautiful, we'll play It's a Beautiful Day by U2 when Nash scores a big goal. I mean, you talk about just, I can knock Nash all day. But I just think, you know, I think Alain Vigneault, look at how they started last year. They started a month on the road. They were out because of the circus was in town. They were like 20 games out of a playoff spot. And boom, they won the East.
Yeah, terrible start. They survived a terrible start.
Yeah. So I think knocking them or putting them down on the list or saying they can't do it, I think there's a lot of leadership on that team. And I think they're the second best team.
All right. That moves us to I wonder who our top team would be.
I wonder who. Can anybody guess?
Maria knows.
It's the Pittsburgh Penguins.
There you go.
Not my mistress team, everybody. Everyone hears me talk about, oh, the Kings, King. No, this is my team. This is my wife. I'm stuck with her, good or bad. Love her. Through sickness, concussions, and knee problems, and in health, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I like the way you're sticking with her. And you know what? They got a new car. Disco Dan is out.
Disco is
there. Right there, you got him.
Right. You know, are you happy about that? You have to hear me complain about Disco Dan.
Well, that helps because I don't have to hear you.
The captain's happy. The captain will not stick up for
what about the
me throwing Disco
staff
under the bus.
How are they going to do?
Johnson, I like Johnson's system. Not to get too technical here, but if you watch a lot of Penguins this year, remember how the Penguins always do those long passes that were always intercepted or went for an icing?
Right.
Well, those days are done now because now they're going to be like chipping the puck to each other and coming up through the middle, through center ice as a five-man unit, kind of a little more European, if you will.
And do you like that?
Yes. I like that more than Disco system. I don't have it. You know, Disco won a cup. I hate to throw him. The team just needed a new set of eyes to look at it.
Yeah, they needed something fresh. And sometimes I think that's true with the coach.
Yeah, I mean the fact that Simon Dupre is now a legitimate, like he's playing defense every game now. Like he's gonna be in the top six. There's no doubt about it. It's like he should have been playing the last 2 years. You know?
Yeah, But I also think there's just something to be said for a fresh start.
Yes.
Coaching-wise. Sometimes it just, you know, it gets stale. So, you know, you got new coaches.
And you can't – he went through the first 2 years, no one's going to a cup finals except maybe the Kings or the Blackhawks 3 years in a row. Right. So that was Disco's first year. Okay, he gets a pass. Second year, Crosby and Malkin were hurt. That's a pass.
Right.
Third year, you got destroyed by the Flyers, which – you'll never get a pass in Pittsburgh. I don't care if you bring out the Special Olympics kids to play on your team. Like you're not supposed to lose the Flyers. Okay.
Yeah.
Then the next year, you get housed by Boston, which the series everyone waited for 5 years. You got embarrassed. And then you lose 3-1 to the Rangers.
That's
who aren't
crazy.
A bad team, but I mean, you know, you're up 3-1.
No, that was a heck of a collapse.
Head's got to roll.
No.
And the number one head that rolled was James Neal. And he's like my kid's favorite because she loves saying, the real deal, James Neal. and some people are like, well, how can the Penguins be better without him? It's addition by subtraction. Neal was a fake tough guy who acted like he won something. He never did. He never won anything. Yeah. He scored most of his goals on the power play or when Gino put it on a tee for him. So I'd rather have Hornquist go and getting somebody's face in front of the net. I'd rather have Spaulding. I'd rather have two guys. They're going to play with a little more grit.
Well, I think grit is what you guys were looking for. And do they have enough? Are they tough enough?
They're not as tough as I'd like them to be. You know, but they're not done because as soon as Bortuzzo gets back and healthy, they're going to trade Paul Martin because Paul Martin is at the end of his contract and he wants out. He did a boo-boo face about, you know, he liked Neil or he liked Disco or whatever. He just went out. So, okay, Paul, I loved you as a devil. I think you played good as a Penguin, but I expected a little more. So, goodbye. And now we're going to bring in a top six forward big guy. I know we're not going to get Luch, but something in that realm.
Just to toughen you up a little bit.
Yeah, just bigger. You know, yeah. not even goony. Just
no,
bigger,
more powerful,
like me. Like
yeah,
shoulders,
a big,
like,
strong
like,
guy.
Yeah, like it takes a lot to knock me off the puck.
Yes, it does. Once you get your skates on,
if I can actually bend over and tie my skates.
Yeah, if you can get out there. Well, what about the flower?
You know, everyone. Some people love flowers, some people hate flower. I've always been a flower backer. Not an apologist. I've always been a flower backer. He has not really been. He was the problem 2 years ago in the playoffs. He was against against the Flyers. He was the problem against Boston. We just got beat by a better team. We got manhandled. We got taken to the woodshed. Last year he wasn't the problem at all. He fumbled one goal against Columbus. We still won the series. It's hard to replace 40 wins a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, we got Greiss in now. We don't have Zachoff to be the backup.
How's Greiss?
He's a good backup. And now they're saying he's going to push Flower. You know, if he's pushing Flower, and we got that's not going to be good for us. I need Flower to be
Flower to have full confidence.
Yeah, I want Flower to be the goaltender and Greiss to come in on back to backs and you know and look good opening the door. If Greiss can open that door real good on the bench,
that's a big part of a backup's job.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, then I'll be very happy. We're a little bit injured right now, but Mata will be playing opening night, and Malkin is 99% going to play. So now our only real injury is going to be Bo Bennett, but he's always hurt. He looks so good in the preseason too. It's like, come on, Bo.
I like your number one line though. It's still a great line.
Oh yeah, well you know, but it's actually they're going to break up Sid Duper and Kunitz. They're moving Duper down.
Are they really? Because yeah. I like that line.
Well, I think just to mix it up, you know, maybe Bo will be on that line, maybe Hornquist. But the big injury besides Bo, because Bo's almost never healthy anyway. We're gonna miss Bortuzzo because without your thumper buddy Orpik, we really have no meat on the back end.
Yeah, you need.
And Bortuzzo is a big Italian boy. Likes to lay the lumber. He'll hit people. He'll fight people. I love Bortuzzo, but he's injured right now. And hopefully Zach Sill will make the team. But the thing that I don't like is Craig Adams is still on the team.
Craig Adams, yeah.
How is Craig Adams still on the team? He couldn't clear the puck for the last 2 years. He couldn't clear the puck in the preseason. I am begging Ron Burkle. Ron, our owner, our leader, if you need to raise the prices of cat food in all local Safeways to pay off Craig Adams' contract, just do it. I will accept it. Whatever you have to raise the price on, toothpaste, even something I use, like toothpaste or Mexican Cokes. Or
you like those too?
Oh, I love Mexican. Yeah. I live on Mexican Cokes.
Yeah, those are good.
They should sponsor this show, I swear to God.
Wow. Why not? We both love them.
I know. You know, but, you know, whatever you have to raise the price on, you know, whatever, just please get rid of Adams. He's done.
And you don't think that they'll miss James Neal that much?
No.
The goals are going to miss.
Yeah, but you know, someone can. I mean, I would feel a lot better if Bo Bennett was playing. But, you know, we're going to miss a little bit. But like I said, I mean, if they're on the power play, if they can't score on the power play, then what? And then, you know, and other times Malkin put them on the tee for someone. I mean, we're going to miss probably 10 of those goals. But you know, how many games did Neil miss from, you know, being suspended for doing stupid things?
Well, that's true too.
So, yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to the Patrick Hornquist era of raising hell in front of the net.
Yeah, man, you like that addition.
Yeah. I do. I like Hornquist.
All right. Well, listen, the Pens, you're picking them number one. I can't believe that, but he did. I can't believe it.
What do you think of my list?
You know, Captain? I think you're pretty accurate. I do. If I had to look at it and see if I would
change. You didn't like Jersey number seven.
I think Jersey, that's the lowest I've seen them ranked. I mean, but I see your reasons for doing that. That's the team I would move up, I would think, and you're...
You feel free to put them ahead of Philly on any list. You
I got to move them up a little. Other than that, you're pretty accurate, I think.
Right on.
Yeah. Pretty good. And I like our new sound effects.
You got great new sound effects. Yeah. Thank you, Maria. Stepping up. Regular season. She's all ready.
She's
right there.
Ready.
She's ready right there. One big note. Remember, if you're going to get a new website for anything, for yourself personally, for your kids, for anyone in your family, for your business, go to GoDaddyGuy.com. And for any .com, whatever your name is, you know, whatever you want to say. Like, I think Chris Pronger's CapHit.com would be a good one. I might just buy that myself. Yeah. Well, I'll let our fan get the first crack at it. But whatever it is, it's only $1.49 if you use the code PUCK149.
I'm writing it down. All right.
So go do that. If you're gonna get a website, please use PUCK149. We really appreciate it. It makes all of our big bosses here happy. It makes Maria happy.
Maria, we just want to make her happy.
And make Maria happy.
And you know what? It's a great deal.
You can't beat that. I told you that. So they sent my wife an email like, "Oh, renew JoeBarnett.com for $59." Like, It's $1.49.
Come on.
So everyone, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for playing fantasy. I apologize if you didn't make it. We will expand next year.
We're expanding next year.
Next year. Yeah. I will be this weekend. I will be with Bill Burr in the Inland in Palm Springs.
Awesome.
And on Thursday night, I guess it's too late for this, I'll be at the TJ Martell, the Mrs. Ronnie James Dio's cancer.
Oh, good.
Benefit, you know, rock and bowl and
good.
All that stuff.
Good, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's
good thing.
It's against cancer. So, and then the captain will be on the mothership. Are you doing the weeknights again this week?
Not this week, no. But okay. But
the big Sunday show.
I had fun, man, and we got the big Sunday show, and we got a big guest.
Oh,
can't say who it is.
Oh, look at that.
It's that big.
It's that big. All right. Well, so. Listen, 4 to 8 West Coast.
On Sunday,
do KLS, the math.
95.5.
Yeah, the best station and on iHeartRadio everywhere. Everybody, thank you for listening. We really love doing the show. So
awesome! You guys are awesome. Thank you. We're out.